And Ray, how are you?
Doing excellent.
How many folks do you serve and in what capacity?
We serve or represent over 17,000 state employees in all the departments.
Rick Snyder's the new governor, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that and the election in general.
Well, we'd like to congratulate Rick Snyder for becoming, he will become obviously the new governor, and you know, right now we'd like to open up a line of communication with his administration and work with him.
Have you had any dialogue with his administration at this point yet?
I have not myself, but I know, again, that we're opening those lines of communication.
From your perspective, the people you serve, are they nervous about what happens, what's going to happen with a budget deficit that is thought to be somewhere between $1.4 and $2 billion for next year?
Yeah, state employees are very concerned because we right now are doing the job of 3 and 4 people, and you know, things aren't necessarily great, you know, today. So obviously next year we're really looking at some huge deficits, so we're very concerned.
Are you nervous about budget cuts? Are you nervous about the loss of jobs for state workers?
Well, I think, you know, new governor coming in, you know, it's a new day, and again, it's important that we have a seat at the table so we can help the new administration navigate its way through these very challenging times. And, of course, our members are fearful about cuts. We really don't have any positions that we can afford to lose. And, you know, we have the expertise. We do the work every day. We know what's going on. And we'd like to help the governor, you know, make the state run more efficiently and effectively, and we think we can do that.
Well, what will be the preparation that you do prior to sitting down with the governor's administration?
Well, I think the most important thing is, you know, there's a lot of myths, first of all. Number one, you often hear politicians talk about bringing public employees or state employees in line with the public sector. But when you tease out factors like educational achievement, we actually make less than the private sector. Most of the workforce is highly educated, and also over the last, you know, 10 years, we've just seen our ranks devastated. We've lost over 11,000 state employees since 2000, and we're really struggling to get the job done. And we provide, as I said many times in your show before, you know, vital services. We're the individuals who are going to be taking care of the felons released from the prisons, where the people investigate child abuse, you know, keep the roads safe, provide 911 for the state police posts, on and on and on. So it's essential that we get this right.
So if you did have a seat at the table with the governor, Ray, what would you tell him as he starts to decide how he is going to balance the budget?
Well, number one, you have to look at some of our contracts. We have billions of dollars in private contracts, and we need to make sure that we're getting good value for our money, as the new governor says. And so I think we need to make sure that we're having contracts that aren't wasteful, we're not duplicating services, you know, that we're getting a good value. You know, that's number one. We'll also need to explain to the governor that right now, that because we're so understaffed, it's actually going to cost the state more money. For example, with the Department of Human Services, we're operating under the supervision of a federal court because we didn't have enough child abuse investigators in the past, and the courts had to come in and mandate certain requirements. So the irony is, if you don't appropriately staff the departments, it could end up costing us all more.
Where does state employee salary and benefits rank nationally?
You know, I'm not sure about that, Tony. I don't know off the top of my head.
All right. And is there any legislation pending for 2010 that you're involved with?
Well, you know, we're looking at, there's some right-to-work bills that have been introduced that we oppose. There is some amendments to the Constitution that would call for public employees across the board to take pay cuts. And so, of course, we're keeping an eye on those things.
I like to play devil's advocate when I talk to guests, Ray, and I wanted to ask you about a grievance regarding the SOS department's failure to acknowledge Election Day as a holiday. What happened with that grievance?
I don't know. I'd have to research that. I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, from what I understand, the arbitration was handled by former Local 6000 president and current international representative Sandra Parker, and SOS members involved should look at an adjustment in their pay. So I can't find any information about this, but apparently arbitration won on Election Day grievance. So hopefully the next time I talk to you, we can find out about this.
Yeah, another thing, too, is for members that are listening to go to our webpage and to, you know, to give us a call as well. I just don't know. You know, it caught me off guard a little bit. I don't know anything about that.
Oh, Ray, I've never caught you off guard in about 9 months here. I'm floored right now. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Ray. We'll stay in touch. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony.